What would your advice have been to Eddie Willers, who had found a woman who was his highest ideal, but he must have known that he never could be hers? Yes, he knew he couldn't be hers because he knew there were huge differences between them. Not necessarily differences in concrete values, but difference in the scale and scope of their values. Difference, let's say, on the philosophic level of their values. He admired her attitude toward the world, but he could react to her. He could react to a railroad, but he couldn't encompass reacting to a world or thinking of the change of philosophy. He could maybe understand it, but that was not the level of value that he was able to respond to romantically. So he knew from that fact alone that he was not on her level. Now, what advice would I have given? I would have said, well, you know now, you've seen in Dagny a lot of the values that you love. Go out and find them. If she's possible, then this other person must be possible too. And don't always think, oh, but she's not Dagny. Remember, you're not either. And that doesn't put you two down. And also remember this, you cannot fully grasp everything about Dagny, because if you could, you would be able to mirror her mind. So she's an ideal, but it's to some extent generalized. And you want to fall in love with a concrete, fully concrete. So you're not looking for the, quote, generalization. You're looking for the concretes. And you can find women, if they're only on the computer, that have these qualities. You know, as a parallel to this, a writer reads Atlas Shrugged and says, oh, this is the highest ever. But what would be your advice to him if he knows, well, he's never going to be able to write like that, which has happened many times and happened to me. I didn't say, well, I've got to write like that. That would be ridiculous. I never thought I could, and I never did. But I didn't say, therefore, it's hopeless. I said, I will do what I can do, say what I want to say, fulfill the ambitions that I truly hold and understand. I won't then say this is as great as Atlas, but I'll say within my context, this is great, and I'll be happy with that. So you're not doomed in life if you find something that you value that you can't achieve.